I ate an omelet every day for 8 months in a row last year, typically with Havarti with dill cheese inside. And frankly, the only reason I stopped eating omelets every day was because I dropped my skillet on the floor and dented it so badly I couldn't use it any longer, and my ADHD brain keeps forgetting to order another one. If you have ADHD and this sounds familiar, you are in good company. Because as it turns out, eating the same foods or same meals over and over again is actually very typical for many of us with ADHD. If you've ever wondered why you do this or how ADHD impacts how you eat, stay tuned for today's episode. We're tackling how ADHD affects our eating habits, as well as some easy to implement tips about what we should be eating or how we should be eating in order to feed our ADHD brain. All on today's episode of the ADHD Mompreneur.
Welcome to the ADHD Mompreneur podcast. I'm your host, Christy Lingo. I'm a mom and entrepreneur with over a decade of experience in both. I also have ADHD, so I know firsthand how difficult it can be to navigate the neurotypical world as a mompreneur with a neurodivergent brain. And since you've probably already stopped paying attention to this boring introduction, let's go ahead and jump into today's episode.
If you're anything like me, eating an ADHD used to look like either, how in the world did I go all day without eating anything? Or, how in the world did I just sit and eat an entire bag of lime tortilla chips in one sitting? Now that I know how eating impacts my ADHD, I realize that I may have forgotten to eat all day because I was hyper-focused on something else, or my ability to house an entire bag of lime tortilla chips could be due to my lack of impulse control. That's why I wanted to include an episode on ADHD and eating in my Healthy ADHD Habits series to kick off 2024. I'm also creating episodes about ADHD and exercise and ADHD and sleep. So be sure to check out those episodes if you haven't already, and I'll be sure to link to them in the show description. But for now, let's jump into our discussion of ADHD and eating by answering the question, how does ADHD affect eating habits? As I remind you in pretty much every episode, ADHD is a condition that stems from struggles with executive function. But have you ever thought about how much executive function is involved with eating habits? You've got organization, decision making, and time management involved in either meal planning or even just creating a grocery list. Your impulsivity may make it difficult for you to stop eating something when you are enjoying it because you're getting that all-important dopamine hit because it's something you enjoy. You may be inclined to overeat because you got distracted or hyper-focused and you skipped a meal or two, and now you're so ravenously hungry that you just want any food to get in your belly now. We ADHDers also have a tendency to be drawn to high-calorie, sugary foods because those are the ones that are going to give us that all-important dopamine hit that we're looking for. And because we have lower levels of the neurotransmitters dopamine and norepinephrine, we often struggle with recognizing the signals that we are either hungry or that we are full. So I guess you could say, yeah, ADHD really does have an effect on our eating habits. So how is it that we can make sure that we are getting the proper amount of calories, vitamins, and nutrients to make sure that our brains and our bodies are running at optimum levels? Let's wrap up today with some ADHD diet and healthy eating habits. I'm going to divide these tips into two sections. First, we'll discuss some behaviors or routines that can help you with your ADHD eating, and then I will give you some examples of foods that you need to include or remove in order to keep your body and brain running smoothly. In terms of behaviors, if you are one of the people who runs on the forget to eat then binge eat cycle that we discussed earlier, it may be helpful for you to set regular reminders on your cell phone or on your digital assistant to remind you it's time to eat a meal or have a snack. If you're someone who overeats because you are trying to do too many different things while you're also feeding your face, you may want to try to avoid distracted eating. Distracted eating may look like watching television while you're eating, or working at your desk, or driving in your car. In fact, if you can, eating at a table is a great way for you to focus solely on eating and make sure that you don't eat too much. I know, crazy, right? Who sits at a table to eat? And a final behavior that may set you up for improved ADHD eating is to set yourself up for success. If there is something that you enjoy eating, it is perfectly okay for you to eat that same thing over and over again. It means that you aren't making as many decisions about what you're going to eat, and if you make sure that you always have those items on hand, it means that it will be easier for you to switch tasks, get some food, and then get back to whatever it was that you were doing. For instance, it often takes me a little bit of time to get my appetite going in the day. But there are also far too many days where I would realize at 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon that all I had had to eat all day was a couple of cups of green tea. This is when I started to incorporate eating an apple and some peanut butter into my morning routine. I feed the cats, I go to the bathroom, and I have an apple with peanut butter. That way I know that I am starting my day with some protein and a piece of fruit, and it makes sure that I have something in my stomach. That way if it rolls around to lunchtime and I haven't had anything else, at least I've had that. And speaking of protein, let's go ahead and dive into what you should be eating as someone with ADHD in order to support your brain. Along with preventing spikes in blood sugar, which can lead to hyperactivity or impulsivity, protein is a key component in the creation of neurotransmitters like, let's say it all together, dopamine. Ideally, it would be great if you could include some form of protein in all of the meals or snacks that you have throughout the day. And don't worry, protein doesn't have to just include meat. It is in dairy products like yogurt or cottage cheese or cheese. It's in nuts or nut butters. It's in beans. It's in edamame. There are also all kinds of protein powders or protein bars that you could keep on hand for quick and easy protein hits. Sometimes these and other prepackaged snacks may have extra sugar or other ingredients that may cause an increase in your ADHD symptoms. So read the labels and use these snacks sparingly if you find this to be the case. Along with watching out for sugar, those of us with ADHD should also work to limit our caffeine intake. Because caffeine is a stimulant, it can cause us to feel jittery or anxious, and this can be especially prominent in those of us that take stimulant medications. I'm not saying you can't have a cup of coffee or two or three during the day. I'm just saying if you notice that you're having these jittery, anxious feelings, you may want to cut back or limit your caffeine intake. And finally, while not exactly eating, it is important for you to stay hydrated as someone with ADHD. Research has shown that even a slight bit of dehydration can lead to feelings of fatigue or irritability or a difficulty concentrating for neurotypical populations. And considering water makes up about 75% of our brains, a dehydrated ADHD brain is definitely operating at a disadvantage. And thirst cues fall into the same category as the hunger cues that we talked about earlier, meaning we may not recognize them until it's too late. Chances are, if you are feeling thirsty, you are already headed towards dehydration. So if you're an ADHDer who has trouble staying hydrated, you may want to set alarms or reminders like we discussed earlier, only these are to remind you to drink water. Or you could get yourself a big old water bottle and fill it up every morning when you wake up and then challenge yourself to drink it throughout the day. Eating to support your ADHD doesn't have to be complicated. You just have to put a little thought into it. Try to add some protein to every meal or every snack. Limit the amount of processed foods that you eat so as not to take in additional sugar or other additives that might increase your ADHD symptoms. And be sure that you're drinking plenty of water so that you can keep your brain well hydrated. I'm curious if you have a go-to snack or meal that makes eating easier. Drop it in the comments below or leave me a voicemail message at the link in the show description and let me know what you're eating. I also want to remind you that I have two other healthy ADHD habit videos that you can check out. There is one all about how sleeping impacts your ADHD and one about the importance of exercising or moving your body on your ADHD symptoms. And we are just getting started for 2024 here at the ADHD Mompreneur. In the coming weeks, I will have episodes for you about getting organized, staying motivated, and I'll share some more of my favorite ADHD hacks that help keep my mom life and business life running smoothly. So make sure that you've hit that like or follow button so you don't miss any of my upcoming episodes.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the ADHD Mompreneur podcast. If you're a business-owning mom with ADHD, you're going to need to grab my free, customizable, essential checklists for ADHD mompreneurs by visiting bit.ly/checklistsforADHDmompreneurs or by following the link in the episode description. To keep up with my latest episodes, make sure you hit the follow or subscribe buttons. And do it now, before you forget. Until next time,